Even Sadhu Pandita, you know Sadhu Pandita, who was a really wonderful, profound teacher in the, he was in the noting style, but very, but he said to me once, and it was so helpful, and I tell people, I guess he didn't say it a lot. I guess I went into an interview with him, I don't remember what I said, but clearly from what he said, there were a lot of things happening. And, you know, my in that style, my concentration and presence was good. It wasn't spaced out, but it was, like you said, overwhelming, because I was trying to. And he said, really, mindfulness has different, this is my language, okay, different angles, different lenses. He says, imagine you're looking at a group photograph, you know, like a school photograph. And so the way of, one way is you zero in on one face in that whole photograph, and really, and normally it would be you, right? If you're in it, you notice that one. So that's the second piece of wisdom. We don't know, but so that's one way of mindfulness. You know, seeing, hearing, tasting, and that's a fine way. And there's an awareness. There's other faces, but it's just not clear at all. But you know that that's that, and there's the other faces. And then the other method, which I was talking about, like for activities, is you look at the whole photo as a whole photo. So no one face is particularly clearer than others, but there's awareness of the wholeness. Both are fine ways of mindfulness. And so we run into trouble when we're trying to make it be one way or the other. So it's a great exploration. Yeah, it's diffuse. It is. Yeah. And so, again, you know, there's times it can be diffuse, and diffuse not with mindfulness, but diffuse with total, you know, spaced out. So this is what we explore. But, and I mean, you bring in terms of those of us who've practiced in the very precise, steady way, I've noticed, and I know I'm not alone from talking to many people, the kind of the background fear of I'm not doing it right when we open up is it's diffuse, and God forbid it should be diffuse, because it's got to be clear, 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 clear. And so, you know, because if this is right, this is wrong. And so it's a real, again, a trust just to be willing to explore. We're not trying to get this right. It's not like you get and create a certain state of open awareness, closed awareness, relaxed awareness, or, I mean, I'm using all these words to describe it, but there's nowhere we're trying to get. So there's not a right or a wrong, because what we're hopefully learning to recognize and trust, and this is our life, is that that simple awareness can notice whatever the mind and body is doing. And that's what we're cultivating, not getting it right or wrong in a certain way. That's this style. You know, other styles, so seeing this style in a way is emphasizing mindfulness with the wisdom component. The steady mindfulness gives a kind of clear seeing of wisdom of how the mind and body is working. And I'll talk about this more in my talk, how suffering's created. So it's a kind of wisdom first. And other aspects where you're really collecting and the attention on one object for quite some time, or on changing objects, but really very, is kind of cultivating the, I would say, focusing concentration aspect more strongly, and then the wisdom coming after that, or, you know, together, but a little after. And I specifically said concentration rather than the Pali word samadhi, because, again, I mean, I don't know people here, but very often people think that samadhi refers specifically to the quality of mind that's very focused on a particular object. And even when we talk about momentary samadhi, like in the Mahasi tradition, noting, you know, choiceless awareness, but noting very, very precise in each moment, kind of what you were describing, I think that that's what samadhi is. But samadhi, that's one aspect that way samadhi shows up. But samadhi really means like collectedness of mind, unification of mind. And so in this particular style, the way the steadiness, the collectedness of mind shows up, or you can notice it, is in a stability that when something arises, it's included in the awareness. It's not like we're knocked off balance. Oh, I've got it, the samadhi all together. Oh, that sounds messing it up, you know. Or I've got it all, oh, gosh, now I'm aversive. Oh, I got to start over. And this, it takes a while to recognize kind of the feeling. You know, you can tell for this quality of a stability of awareness that kind of is able to include whatever's coming up. it's a little bit like someone up there said, it felt like it was in a flow. Awareness is in a bit of a flow. Awareness kind of starts to get its own momentum, not your momentum. It's getting its own momentum just from moment after moment. There's that sense of stability. When you said something like falling off a skateboard, the stability was gone. When there's that momentum stability, it's not really about what's happening or how clear it is. And so you can learn to recognize that when it's there, when it's not. But it's just another aspect of samadhi. Wait, over here, someone. Yeah?
Some teachers talk about that noticing is not enough. So that when there's perhaps an unwholesome thought that arises, there's a need to be very firm.
It's some teachers, and you'll hear that too, and it's different angles. So I'm going to answer it from this angle, but I really want you to know I'm not saying this is better than other styles. But could you hear his question? Right. Sometimes when unwholesome thoughts arise, and some techniques you're told it's not enough to just notice, but you have to really, he said sometimes use the word dismissive. There's a whole range of skillful means, because in the big picture, I would say the biggest picture, I really believe deeply from my experience, the whole spiritual path, at least in Buddhism, is really purifying the habits of our heart and mind, purifying the habits of greed, hatred, and confusion, which tend to arise spontaneously from deep habit, with wholesome qualities. There's many, many, many techniques. There's all different techniques in our life, and that's a whole talk. Maybe I'll give you cultivating generosity, non-harming behavior, loving kindness practice, all these things. And so when one recognizes, say, with awareness, a really unwholesome thought, so starting with that, oftentimes, as I said, the awareness isn't enough, and that awareness doesn't uproot the unwholesome thought, but it's not feeding it. So in the beginning in this style, it's like keeping awareness going to understand more. What's the habit? How does it arise? What does it lead to? Because the steady understanding, the steady awareness that allows to see the whole process of how unwholesome arises, how it affects the mind and body, how it's actually suffering, that's the condition that allows his panya, wisdom, to arise. And it's wisdom that goes, oh, I don't need that, and can put it down. So if we always came in immediately antidote, don't look at it, immediately have an antidote, then it's strengthening the wholesome, but it's also, there's not that learning that really the transformative understanding can't take place. But there's times, as I was saying, remember when I gave instructions about working with difficult sensation in the body? Do you remember that I talked about that? No, not really. So you definitely don't remember what I said, if you don't remember, where we talk about, there's times when the awareness can be with the difficult. It's not making it go away, but can really just be with it without distress. Fine. Then it can notice when aversion starts to come in the mind and to give the awareness to the aversion rather than just looking at the difficult. And that can be the kind of learning I just described. We'll talk about later too. But there's also times when the difficult and the aversion is really strong, and even with mindfulness, the energy in the mindfulness just isn't as strong. And the more you try to pay attention to the aversion, it's just going through the roof. So at that point, skillful means is helpful, which would be refreshing the awareness. So I would say in this side, the skillful means would be dismissive is already, it's almost impossible to do it in that way without some aversion. And using aversion to uproot aversion isn't particularly onward leading. So if you want, so the tendency first would be to recognize the aversion's getting too strong. And the more I pay attention to this, the stronger it's getting. Don't wait till it's so big it's out of control. You can notice that happening smaller. The first is just to shift the attention to something neutral. Just quit paying attention to the thing that's driving you crazy. You know, if the pain's bugging, turn away from it, shift. Or you might have to move just something gentle. But it's to refresh the awareness, not to get rid of it. If the attention is really balanced and there's not aversion, and say a habit of mind, say self-hatred, common habit, remember one time it was started up in me. I know it. I've been aware of it, you know, A to Z, all the ways it started and everything. And I was very calm, and I was just sitting and watching it, and it started coming up. So I started with my, okay, notice it, dude. And I said, you know, and this was wisdom. You could tell because there's not an oomph about it. It wasn't like dismissive, get rid of it. My mind said, I don't really need to pay attention to that. Let's just do metta. And one phrase of metta, of loving kindness, and the mind was there. So it's not a struggle if there's wisdom in the mind. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay, there's one other. Somebody had a hand up somewhere else. Oh, yeah, back there, and then that'll be enough for now.
Mm-hmm. I was aware of the leaves falling, the sounds of the leaves falling.
You're aware of the sounds of the leaves falling, yeah.
But the awareness leads to being able to be aware of outside of the mind.
Well, when you're hearing the leaves falling, what's the actual sense experience that you're aware of?
It's a positive. Yeah,
it can be positive, but what is it? No, it's hearing. You're hearing. It's hearing the leaves falling. Yeah. And then there's a thought that comes up in the mind, the leaves falling. Maybe they're seeing it, so they're seeing. It's a sense experience of seeing. There may be a feeling of pleasure in the mind, and then a happy feeling, a happy tone in the mind. All of that, that's all in awareness. It's still mind and body. It doesn't have to just be in, you know. So that's a great question to bring up. But like the Buddha said, there's six sense experience. That's all we're experiencing, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, sensing in the body. And then the whole realm of mental, happy, unhappy, greed, concentration, uplifting, whatever. So then that comes into awareness too. So it's not like just in here or just out there, but that's kind of like the... Does that make sense to you or no? Yeah. It takes some time to get used to because actually seeing, do you get a sense of how with thinking there can be a thought and you can see it's just a mental energy, what the mind does, you know. Today is pretty. Just, you get a sense of that? Just a thought energy, no big hold. And then there's other thoughts, we're completely absorbed in them, caught up in them. We think we're where the thought is. We're not recognizing we're sitting here and a thought is arising. You get a sense of the difference between those two? Yes? No? Some? There's something to explore. I'll talk more about. It's the same with seeing. In fact, seeing is a really interesting sense to just let come into the awareness from time to time as we're walking around. Very often, seeing is the predominant experience. But our tendency is to be moving into the content of the pretty leaves and it's sunny and that person's walking by. And that's like the content of seeing, which is fine if we know that's the content, similar to the content of thought. I'm sitting here, but wouldn't it be nice if I'd really taken the weekend and gone hiking up that mountain? And then, you know, you're gone in it. And then when you wake up, oh, you're here and thoughts are rising. So just playing with seeing when we're, oh, that is so pretty, and what if I went there and look at the sea and the land, the bird and the deer, and seeing is actually occurring. Just noticing, like when I said earlier, you're aware that you're seeing, you know, and you recognize it when I said that. Just that. You don't have to stop knowing it's a deer in the trees and all, but just to think, oh, yeah, aware of seeing, aware of seeing. Just play with that very lightly. So, okay, last one. Yeah, sure. It depends. It totally depends on the quality. I mean, sure, thoughts have a huge power. They have the power we give them. That's what's scary. Yeah, there's times you can have wise thought. We can bring awareness to thought when the awareness is balanced, not when it's lost in fear or aversion. Of course, there's times we can explore. Yeah, sure. Nothing's outside of there. Yeah. Okay, we're getting like ahead of ourselves. So let's do a little... sitting so. You remember now what I said about when difficult comes up? Difficult sensation? Yeah? So just to include that, noticing if there's strong pain, what's aversion, what's the suffering? Can it, there's times when the mind's calm and the unpleasant sensation's just what it is. There's times when the mind is a lot of aversion in the heart mind, and that's let that come into the awareness and see, just exploring it, not to get it right, to see what's the difference. Similarly with, let's say, moods. Just to remind, okay, I'll say as we're sitting. So, again, finding your relatively easeful position. And I know it can be a sleepy time after lunch. If it is, you know, if you're really sleepy, we can be, you know, mindfulness can know sleepiness. You can, it's a dull kind of mindfulness, but it's still mindfulness. But, and so it's not like sleepiness is bad. Pleasant, it can actually be, you know, when we're lying in bed at night, it's nice. We wish we were sleepy. So just noticing how it feels. But if it's so strong that you feel like you're just fighting, similar to difficult physical experience, then it can be helpful just to help you be present, to maybe open your eyes and look down because light kind of helps, or sit erect, or even more, to stand up for some moments. Just stand up in your place. And just keep on being aware in the standing posture, because that just, it takes more energy and that actually wakes us up a little bit for however long, and then just sit back down again. Don't worry about bothering the people next to you or all. That's just hearing, you know. So finding your somewhat settled, comfortable position. Awake, but relaxed. And starting to see, to recognize what's your way, what helps your mind to settle into this moment. Is it feeling the sensations of body or breath? Is it as you settle, the next thing arises just naturally? And if you find, some people find being with sensations of breath or body, they get quite tense or just naturally get into controlling or striving. So if you notice that, a third option is to just give attention to receiving hearing. You don't have to look for any sound, but just the simple receptive presence, let sounds just kind of arise and fall into awareness and go. I like it when I'm getting caught in trying to control, because the sounds so clearly just come on their own, go when they're ready. And the recognizing, the knowing of the sound, the awareness, that also comes right with it when we're awake. You don't have to create that either. And so just letting the sensations, awareness of hearing, just kind of be the forefront for a while. Sometimes it helps us refresh, remember what that sense of receptive yet interested awareness is. Kind, present, just this now. And just to mention the whole field of moods, emotions, these are also arising mental experiences. And just letting them be, but kind of, you know, let awareness recognize. It can be, struggle, but it could also be, as someone said, a sense of joy, a sense of peace. calm, confusion, anger, fear. So we don't need to investigate, but really allow the emotion to arise and live its life in the field of awareness, just seeing how is it. How is it now? Not what does it mean or where is it going, but just how is it being experienced in this moment? So some emotions are kind of diffuse, maybe disappointment. Not locatable, but just like a tinge in the mind. Okay, fine, it's just like that. Some are stronger, say, excitement. There might be a feeling quality in the body, agitation or whatever, pressure, tingling. A lot of thoughts may come about this or that. And all are just occurring kind of this conglomeration that comes together that makes this experience they're calling excitement. So we're just allowing it to live its life, but in the moment. The sensations are like this, just kind of resting in the physical. These thoughts are coming. Maybe they're about the future, but they're arising now. It's recognizing thoughts arising now. And if the thought energy of an emotion is so strong, we just keep getting lost in it, awareness gets lost, then I kind of open and drop under to any physical manifestation that might become, because that helps us just be here with it. Oh, joy has a kind of warm feeling. Warmth is like this, just letting it be. Letting it go when it changes. Just another aspect of the whole realm of mind-body experience. Coming together when the conditions come together to create joy or sorrow in this moment. Various experiences of it, physical, mental, living its life, thinking. And then the conditions change and it dissipates again. I just was feeling a lot of appreciation for everybody, just the sincerity of everyone's intention, or you wouldn't still be here. You know, it's not easy in whatever's going on. There's moments it's easy, you know, and awareness really can appreciate and recognize the moments of non-struggle as well as the moments of struggle. You know, sometimes when we talk about the struggle, it wakes us up and awareness can recognize, oh, there's wanting or aversion. But there's also many moments maybe of non-struggle. You're just stepping, or maybe it's pleasant, like the woman back there said, but sometimes it's sort of neutral, but it's actually very peaceful. Just stepping, just breathing, just being, awareness is also with that and appreciating. So just as mindful awareness doesn't feed the unwholesome, it doesn't end it, but it doesn't feed it. It's interesting, the wholesome, the beautiful, actually, you know, awareness kind of strengthens. It's a nice arrangement. We don't always know, it's just nature. So it's just appreciating everyone's intention and appreciate for yourselves, too, that